Now we come to the gospel. What do you think the gospel is going to be about? Prayer. And it's Jesus teaching us how to pray and giving us instructions. And you know, he's going to say, what is he going to tell us more? This is the Son of God telling us, don't give up praying. I don't care if you don't think I'm listening. I don't care if you didn't get what you want. I don't care. I'm telling you one thing. Never quit praying. Ever. And I promise you that if you will do that, you will know me in such a way that you and I will be friends in this life. And you'll love to be around me as I love to be around you. And to know that I love to be around you, what happiness is like that? There's no other happiness in the world like that. To know how much I love you and how much I want to be with you and be around you and help you and speak with you. So anyway, Jesus was praying at a certain place. This is, I think I've already told you, is Luke 11:1-13. It's on prayer. Jesus was praying at a certain place. And when he had finished, one of his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Abba, Yetkadesh Shemak, Tete Malkutak. A little tiny prayer. There's more to it, but you know that. When you pray, this is the Lucan version of it, which is Matthew's probably expanded a little bit. Our Father who art in heaven, Abinu Sheba Shemayim. Probably the text just said, Abba. Abba. That's what a child says to his own father, with love, with confidence, with no fear that the Abba is going to say, oh, shut up. He's not going to say that. Now, who can work in us so that we actually not just say Abba, Abba, Abba like a parent, but from the depth of our spirit, we pray with the same affection for the Father that Jesus has? How many times in the Gospels does Jesus himself call God Abba? He's talking about the end of the world, and he says, as for the, you know, the hour and the day and all that, nobody knows but Abba. That's the way he speaks of his Father. And the Holy Spirit invites us, enables us to pray like that, to have that kind of intimacy with the Father. Oh, my friends, there's nothing more precious than this, to know the Father, to realize how totally reliable he is, how much he loves us, how merciful he is, how he's always at our side. To know this, to say Abba from the depth of our own spirit, which is the work of the Holy Spirit in us. Huh? God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba. The Spirit is praying this way in us. It's the prayer of Jesus. Can you imagine what joy I could give to the Father if I prayed with any of the love and abandonment and trust and obedience of Jesus? So I said Abba not because I'm supposed to, but because it comes from the very depth of my being. Abba. What a delight to God the Father. Wouldn't you want to give that delight to God? Of course you would. Well then, practice. If you say, God, I want to do that, take me to that place, he will. Next time you're at prayer, next morning, don't wait two mornings, next morning, he'll start to show you your sin. You got to get rid of that so that your heart is free to be a friend of mine. I want you to do that. And so it says, you see, the Lucan version just says, when you pray, say, Abba, Yitkadesh Shemak, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your rule. Now, how can God have his rule come, his Vasilia, his kingdom? only through love. I mean, if he wanted to impose his will on us, he's infinite, remember? Infinite. Well, if he even wanted correspondence, he could scare the living daylights out of us. And oh boy, we'd stand up and salute. But he doesn't want slaves. He wants children. He wants sons and daughters. He won't do that. That means on our side, we got to pay more attention. And so, give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test. That's the prayer, as Jesus is recorded to have said it here, you know, to Luke. It could well be that this is the original form, and Matthew has expanded it. So it's Avinu, Sheba Shemayim, Yit Kadesh Shemak, Kutei Makutak, and so forth. It's much more of a communal prayer. And this is more, of course, we could say it, you know, communally, but it's more Abba, Father, Dad, Abba. No one knows what that word really means unless they are instructed by the Holy Spirit. Only then do we know what this word means. And I remember I was just a young fella, and I didn't have any big experience or anything. But all of a sudden, out of my spirit came Abba. And I thought, I was really a rookie boy, let me tell you. I said, I think this is in the Bible somewhere. That's where I was, you know. But he gave me that prayer. I didn't even know what to do with it. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know much, you know. But I said, you know, I think that's in the Bible somewhere. I better check that out. That's where I was. Okay. And do not subject us to the final test, because we'll flunk it. You've got to help us at the moment of our death, or when we're still around and the world's ending, whether Satan is able, enabled, or allowed to take it over for a while. You know, as could happen in all the mess we're in now. Test, suffering, no food, fear, riots, whatever. Don't let that happen to us, because we're going to fail. Don't let us be subject to that. If it happens, let us be above it, enduring it, whatever. Okay? Now, he starts, this is our Lord Jesus Christ now, remember? This is God telling us about prayer. He said, now suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me, the door has already been locked, my children and I are in bed, I can't get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence, just to get rid of him. This is Jesus talking to us. Father, my father. Don't be afraid. I told you to bother him. If the father says, what are you bothering me for? Because Jesus told me to. Do you see the love? Do you see what he's trying to tell us? You see? In those houses, there's still some remnants of those houses in Nazareth. Part of the house is a cave. And then built onto the cave is a porch and a door and a, you know. And so people are sleeping that part, in the front part. And the bread and all that is stored in the back part. So the children are in bed. I got to step over all those kids and get out in the back there into the cave part, get a couple loaves, and step all over them again to give it to you. I don't want to do that. But if he persists, the guy will do it. Now, why would our Lord be so daring as to say, do that with the Father, just persist? Well, I think It's like my example of a child looking up and wanting the ice cream cone, and you hold it until the child starts looking at you. The Father wants to be looked at. He's not just a big cornucopia. He's God the Father who loves you, created you, personally thinks of you. And He wants to be in a union with you, in a relationship with you. So He might keep you knocking for a while, but think, this is the Son of God telling us, keep on knocking. Sooner or later, the Father will hear you. Do you understand? What a daring simile. That's how much God loves us. And Jesus is so anxious that we know this, that He tells this daring kind of story. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Now, look how daring Jesus gets. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Any father do that? No. Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you, then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the greatest gift of all, the Holy Spirit, to those who ask Him? If you're smart, before you ask for a raise or a new car or a husband or a wife, ask for the Holy Spirit. You'll win Him over. There's nothing He would rather give you than the Spirit that animates Himself and His Son, than the Spirit that can change your life so that you will have such an intimacy with Him that when you say, Abba, you know who you're talking to. It's not just Abba, 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 I hope He likes that. You know who you're talking to because the Holy Spirit is working in you. Isn't that worth asking for? Isn't that worth knocking for? Because as we knock, we change. And that's the only reason He keeps us waiting. So we change enough to know what happens when we're given the Holy Spirit. We know it, and we know that He dwells in us, and we have confidence in Him. What a treasure. There's nothing better in the world. Huh? If you then who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give good gifts to you? Better than that. The gift. Will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. And with that goes what? Knowledge of God. Love for God. Confidence in God. Union with God. And if we keep it up, transforming union with God, even in this life. Who are the happiest people in this world? The saints. By a long shot. Because they know the Father. And that's what's being promised to us here in this Sunday, which is dedicated to prayer. If you have, go home, if you have a missal or a Magnificat or something, and look at these readings again, they're all telling us one thing. Jesus is telling us, pray, pray, pray. Don't count the cost. Pray. It will change you. It will change your family. It will change the world. Pray.